FC United head for Causeway Lane on Wednesday evening for their next league fixture against Matlock Town. The Gladiators are struggling in 17th place and have won just 3 of their 13 home fixtures so far, whilst FC have already 9 victories on the road, a record bettered only by leaders North Ferriby United. Matlock's goal-scoring tally of 41 is less than any other team bar bottom club Eastwood Town, and the Gladiators drew a blank at Gig Lane in August, whilst the Reds cashed in. Michael Norton headed in a Carlos Rocker free kick after 41 minutes, and early in the second half, Rocker finished off a mazy run with a left-footed finish to double the lead. Skipper Carl Jacobs celebrated his 100th appearance with a stunning strike after 75 minutes, and Jacobs added a fourth with 6 minutes remaining. Causeway Lane has not been much of a fruitful venue for FC in the past, with just 1 win in 4 visits. The victory came in April 2011, when Ben Deegan played in goal, and the 3 points won guaranteed a playoff spot. The other 3 games have been lost by a single goal margin, 2-1, 4-3 and 2-1. The Gladiators will be looking for another Messiah, as striker Messiah McDonald will be unavailable due to suspension. The highlight of the Derbyshire club's season was their FA Trophy run, which saw them beat Eastwood Town, Leek Town, Stalybridge Celtic and Mansfield Town from the Conference National. Matlock lost 2-1 at home to another Conference National side in Luton Town in the second round proper. This is another chance for the Reds to close the gap on North Ferriby United, who are 10 points in front having played 4 games more. The Villagers travel up the north coast to play Whitby on Wednesday. Sunday's attendance of 2,465 at Bower Fold for the visit of the Villagers was FC's highest attendance of the season, and Tom Greaves claimed his 6th goal in 8 games. As the power of televised football has caused this game to be moved from Tuesday to Wednesday, here is the Match of the Day theme.